You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whithersoever thou goest. You know, particularly for young people in our generation, they do not understand a lot of the principles of God about life, and even for adults also. Just imagine, you got a job as air hostess. Even if your airline is not good, even if your airline didn't train you, why don't you train yourself? You have opportunity to meet people from all over the world. You don't even know who you will be meeting. But you are very rude, very arrogant, unloving. And then that same you will now go and be attending early morning prayer, praying for breakthrough. How would you break through? When you already have opportunity to do with all your might. That's the principles of scriptures. That's the word of God. It says, do it with all your might. You are involved in taking care of children. But you do it as if you are frustrated. You said to yourself, how much are they paying me? Let me tell you, a laborer is worthy of his wages. You think life is about salary or how much they pay you? No. I'm telling you, your diligence will reward you later. You know, some years ago, I was doing some training and nobody knows me. So who will invite me? So I started writing letter. I was going to places to beg people to allow me to train them. When I got my opportunity, I never negotiated anything. When they say, oh, can you come and conduct this training here? Gladly I accept. I don't discuss money. I don't tell them, this is how much I'm going to collect. I see young people today. They are just starting out in life. They don't know anybody. They have no connection. They have nothing. The first thing they are doing is to bill and give high outrageous prices. I called some of them. I said, that is not the first thing. That training, I was doing it. Whatever they give me, there is no complaint. I don't complain. I just collect it. Because see, what I needed at that time was not money. What I needed was exposure. One day, God brought somebody to my office. And we were just talking. And I was talking to this person that, oh, I do trainings like this and so. And I have evidences because I've been doing it, even though it's likely for free. But I have evidences that I've been doing it. Not knowing that she's a national training officer for a big body. And they do training once every year. And they usually have 6 resource persons. And they are all retired chief executives. Rich, experienced people. But for that year that we spoke, they had a training. And she insisted that they should put me, a nobody among them. That was how they included me. When I got to the venue, nobody even reckoned with me. Nobody, they were hardly even greeting me because these were top people. I was a very young chap. The suit I was even wearing was oversized. But I sat down there and overnight, the Holy Spirit had told me, can you imagine? I was going to teach on IT, information technology. And the Holy Spirit had instructed me. I said, you are going to say this, you are going to say. I opened my laptop. I was receiving instruction from the Holy Spirit. And I was typing it on my laptop. And that time came for me to speak. And I gave this lecture. When I finished, they clapped and clapped. It was a beg to stop them from clapping. When they asked them to ask me questions, rather than ask me questions, they were giving testimony. I'm telling you true life story. Almost all the people who were there, they are probably still alive today. They were all giving testimonies of how an ICT lecture has transformed their lives. Brethren, money is not the first thing. He says, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all diligence. You are a driver. You see, drive, take care of the car, do it. There is no salary that they can pay you for that service. But do it with all of your heart. The diligent heart maketh rich. Thou seest a man diligent in his work. He will not stand before mere men. He will stand before kings. That's the word of God. It is the word of God that will lift you. It's not the salary. It's not how much they will pay you. Many of you are losing opportunities because you are careless, because you are lazy. You are a teacher. Rather than give your best, you do it like, how much are they paying me? What are they going to pay me? You think it's about that pay. Don't you understand that your faithfulness must first of all be to God? If God is going to reward you, do you think he will reward you? If God is rewarding people, will he reward you? You say, me, I'm just a housewife. Be the best housewife. Give it your all. See, whatever you are being that is being committed to your hand, don't be careless about it. Sometimes the things that I can do for within 2 hours, I give people to do. In 2 weeks, they have still not finished doing it. And in my heart, I'm asking, how do these people want God to promote them? He said, whatever your hands find to do, be diligent at it. Go about it with all of your life, with all of your strength, with everything that you've got. Whatever God has committed in your hand to do, don't trivialize it. You may be a lesson teacher, just teaching one student. Please teach that student as if that student is all about your life. Give it your best. Promotion comes from God. It does not come from men. How much salary are they going to ever pay you? But just be diligent. Any assignment, don't be careless with it. Don't say, what is in it? Let me just do something. Let me tell you this. And this is a true life story. And I say this to the glory of God. Every single place I've worked, every single job, they invited me. I never got job the way people were getting job. By applying, going through processes. No, my job is always that they needed somebody who could do something. And even a federal job, that was how I got it then. And they recommended and said, okay, somebody say, I know this person. He can do it. Many of those things were things I was doing for free for people. I beg you in the name of the Lord, everything he has committed into your hand, do it faithfully. You know, I know a lady on Facebook. All she does is to share one verse of the Bible. All she does is every day, she just comes and shares one verse of the Bible. She became so consistent, you will be forced to know her. Everybody, there is no way that you will not know this lady. That's all she does. She just comes, drop one verse of the Bible every single day, and she goes away. Whatever you are consistent at, do you know you will get known for it? But I pray you will not be consistent at doing evil. You'll be consistent with what God has put in your hand. He says, do it with thy might. I want to ask you, are you doing it with your might? People give you assignment. You don't do it well. Ordinary plate, just wash the plate in the house. When the time you finish washing the plate is oily. The kitchen is messy. They are telling you, come and clean this place. You are angry. Let me tell you, you are not doing anything to those people. You are destroying your own self. You don't understand how life works. Jesus said, if you have not been faithful with what belongs to other men, who will give you your own thing? It is God that promotes. Let your faithfulness be unto God. Let your diligence be unto God. Do it with all of your heart. You have to wash your parents' car, or you have to wash their car, or whatever it is. Wash it like the way the professionals will do it. Give it all of your heart. Do it unto the Lord. He said, whether we eat, whether we drink, we should do unto the glory of God. Do it as if it is Jesus who has asked me to wash this car. Wash it that way. Let that be your attitude to everything that they commit to your hand to do from today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.